Since it's Nisa Machmas Muksa, we see he agrees to Yisro Machmas Muksa. And Toys speaks over here, the Vadin Havminit, Emin Shabbat Yud Muksa Machmas Smias. Toys also says, the Vadin is only a Dichoy Biyamu. The Muksa Machmas Sisa Vadin is Yoysichomim Muksa Machmas Smias. The Vadin of Muksa Machmas Sisa is Mochomer. This is only a Dichoy Biyamu. Now again, the beginning of the Gemara, the Mishnah we learned. So we start off again that our Sheikh of Shabbos Yom Kippur Mapapish Mitzchai Benashis Chutosik Sheirom. So again, we yes the Shaila Halachuri is a Mumah Lachal Shabbosois. So we have a look like a girl and the Shchita should be possum. So we will tell you this the question if not. But tell you one Torah says once say after doing an Aveira once you don't become a Mumah and therefore you don't have a Lach of a Goy yet. Or else here that's only a Lach of Duba for Hesio. Here maybe was Betzina. So I call upon him, after this shechit alone, you don't become an akum, you don't have lachum, mechalush has the fahesiyam, therefore the Mishnah says the shechit also is kshero. So the only shalom with the Rabbanan is also tidana. Again, that the Gemara wanted to say that according to Yehudam, it should be also b'chiru liyayma. So Tayyus also speaks out, mashmuk tili though, abu the Rabbanan shara b'chiru. The Gemara wanted to say according to Yehud, it should be also b'chiru liyayma. It's a shalos muksa. Well, according to Rabbanan Shita, according to Rabbi Shimon, it should be Mutta Bachilo. The question is, it's Shabbos. How could you do it on Shabbos? So Toys says, Shalom about Malicha. Toys says, in case we did a Malicha already, Renamur Toys says, Beloy Malicha Namishar Beyumts. If you did Ruah, you could eat the meat Ruah, even without a Malicha. Because that's a lot of the dam of an animal is us, it's only Yasta when it's Pirish, when it comes out of the meat. Because when the dam is inside the meat, there's no Yasta to eat the meat. And then we want to say it's totally in Breira, but it came out, no, Rabbi Yehuda himself does not hold from Breira. So first he wanted to bring the proof was from the Hichos of Ervin. Again, that halacha was Eruvi Tchumim. The halacha is, we know, before Shabbos, if you want to walk more than a Payim Mama outside the city, you have to make an Eruvi Tchumim. So in the time you put it on one side, and on that side you can walk 4,000 Amis. The question is, though, let's say you don't know which side the Chacham is going to come, and you want to go to hear the Chacham's Drosha, so one eighth is before Shabbos, put it down on both sides of the both sides of the city, and you'll be mavar to you on Shabbos, whichever side the Chacham is, that's the side you want to go to. So more medachilik, that's only if there's one Chacham coming, and the teretz was that the Chacham already arrived before Shabbos on that side of the city. It's only a certain you did not know which side he came on. So therefore, when you put down your eruv ben hashmoshes, it's chal right then. Like it's only yichsorin, you just do not know. There's nothing to be mavayit tomorrow. Right now it is you do which side he's there, just you don't know about it. So that's not called brera, that's called the stama kanai. Mashenkin, and the case is where, let's say, two chachamim are coming tomorrow, and you don't know yet which side you want to go to, which one you want to hear. If you want to first decide tomorrow which one you want to go to, that's totally in brera. Brera means you make like a suffix chalais now, even though we do not know for sure where it is right now, but you make it now menas sofik al menas, that later on you'll be mavayir, later on you'll tell us exactly which one you want. So that's a shayla how to learn what the chesaron of brera is. Someone, there's no such thing as a sofik chalais. When you make something, it has to be chal avadi 100% right now. You can't make something to be chal on a doubt and to be mavayir later. That's what some learn. Other learn, no, it could be chal on a sofik. Just that we say that you have to wait till tomorrow or later to see the mavayir, that you can't do. You can't be mavayir later for now. So that's the chesaron of brera. So you want to say that that's the chesaron according to Yehuda, that Yehuda does not hold from brera. So that was the shayla again. How could you make a shechita on Shabbat, on Yom Tov? The animal is not oim l'achila. That was a proof we had to say no, that according to Yehuda, a stam animal is oim l'achila. It's called an oichel. Therefore, that cannot be the muksa current to Rebbe Yehuda held an animal is oimid for l'achila. So if the final maskorna wants to say the Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Yehuda's din, that there's a muksa machmas mias, and that we shlugged up and said now, he only holds muksa machmas mias, not muksa machmas issa, and that's what we're holding right now. Whether he holds from issa machmas, muksa machmas issa or not. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on next. We'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. What? That the Rav said on the Mishnah, it's also treated by Bayim on Shabbos. I want to say, God's going to Yehuda, shall we to Yehuda? First, I want to say to Yehuda, that was this Muksa, last Gemara was this Muksa of Mias.
So he holds the muksa of Mias, for sure he'll hold the muksa of Issa. Samor said, no, maybe Rabbi Yehuda only said it by muksa of Mias, where it was the old kli yoshin, a kli cheres. Once you burn it once, it gets all black. But maybe muksa machmas is like in our Mishnah, the shchit of a beino mishamet lei. Samor says, in yes, that none. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says like this. You hold the tezavov and alchon tap. He said, there's kol neres shomatris. Anywhere in a candlestick made out of a metal. So metalfenoisa, you're allowed to touch it on Shabbos. It's not called muksa. And Rashi says, why? Metalfenoisa lemisa, it's not me, it's not disgusting. Even old ones, you're allowed to touch it on Shabbos and some for purpose of heter, to keep peiros and to use things with it. But chutz me'aner shedlika b'aviyos Shabbos. But you can't touch a candlestick that was lit on the Shabbos. Rashi says, near Dolik boy ben Hashmoshes, if you had a fire lit on it at the beginning of Shabbos, so it's muksa machmas isa, it's muksa at the beginning of Shabbos to move the candlestick, because it's muksa. That's the isa. Lechabe taner, you know how to put out a fire. Nesa gamhu letautol, it's also ben Hashmoshes to touch the candlestick. And the chivon shuksla ben Hashmoshes shuksla kol yom. Since it's muksa, but when Hashmoshes after klal, it rains muksa those Shabbos. So if you have a few degrees, it's a muksa machmas issa. So maybe our Mishnah also, in order to make a shchita, it's an issa to do it on Shabbos. So therefore, the animal at the beginning of Shabbos is muksa machmas issa. So therefore, should be also to eat this meat, the meat of the animal, the whole Shabbos. So Mara says no. The dilma shani also made by a near still different to dachileb yadayim. He did an action of pushing it away with his hands, like he went and lit the fire at the beginning of Shabbos. So that shows us that he has no das, he has no use for it on the Shabbos. Mashenka the Behemah here, at the beginning of Shabbos, he didn't push it away, even though, like it's by itself, it's muksa machmas issa, not to use it on Shabbos, but he didn't push it away b'yadayim. So maybe it's not chomer the muksa, maybe once you make a shchita on Shabbos, maybe you should be mutatit from it. So you have no proof. Rav Rabbi Elom Ravashi, Rabbi Yehuda de Mavashli, Enechanami. Our Mishnah is not Shati is because of Muksa. Maybe our Muksa it's not Muksa. Since it was an animal before Shabbos and it's still a piece of meat now, could be it's not Muksa. But the reason why Rav says Trana Mishnah it's also Bachilo, for this Rabbi Yehuda is Aloha. Elom Ravashi, Rabbi Yehuda de Mavashli, for cooking something and doing an Issa on Shabbos. This non, we learn like this. Hamevashel b'Shabbos. If a Jew goes and cooks something on Shabbos, so b'shoigi. If he does the other b'shoigi, he forgot today was Shabbos. Lecher is yoichel. Can I come? All you like eat it. Even he himself could eat it on Shabbos. Is yoichel. What about the mezit? Let's say a Jew goes and cooks food on Shabbos. He's doing an issa. Lo yoichel. He's not let eat from it. So Rashi says it means lo yoichel boy b'yom on Shabbos. Says he's not let eat from it until the evening. Rashi's word in Lachem. Also, it's also you can't eat from it that day. So, divrei, these are words of Rabbi Meir. So, therefore, it could be on the ear. So, according to Rabbi Meir, if you cook something b'mezid, you're not allowed to eat from it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says b'shoigeg yoichad amoytzoy Shabbos. No, even if you only did the aver b'shoigeg, still it's like a kenas. You're not allowed to eat from it on Shabbos. You have to wait till moytzoy Shabbos. Yeah. The mezid, let's say you do it the mezid, let's say you cook on Shabbos the mezid, you chayv misa for that, then le'yechlo lomis, then it's even a knash, you never let eat from it. Not you, not anybody else. The Rashi said le'yechlo lomis for the day, he can eat it, lomis. Avol achrin ishori, but somebody else is mutat eat it. Rabbanu only made a knash on him because he did the avera. But on achrin, somebody else did not do the avera, didn't make a knash. So Kitzab Yudis says, well, if you cook it, do it b'shaygeig. Nobody's not eat it today, but Mitzvah Shabbos, you're not eat from it. Now the guy cooks on Shabbos, but Mezid, then he himself is also Leilim, but for somebody else, it's Mutter after Shabbos. And through these only Mitzvah Rabbanans. Now Rabbi Yechon HaFandalim, he says, Rashi says, you know what I have Hano from the Easter Avera. So since the Avera, even B'Shoigig is called Dir Avera, therefore, according to Yuda, on Shabbos, it's also anybody to have Hano from it. Now, Rabbi Yechon HaFandalim was the one that said that b'shoigeg yoichel o'moytzor Shabbos. He holds, if you do it b'shoigeg enechnami, then you let it be moytzor Shabbos lacherim or somebody else. But for no way, the person that did the Avera Behemoth to Gzeira Shoger got the Mezid, he can never eat from it. And the Mezid, if a person does the Avera Behemoth, that's his Chumer of Yochanan Sandra Yolds, Le Yochra Lomas, that he's not allowed to eat from it at all, forever, and Le Loi, not him, for Le Lachir, not anybody else. And there's a Shalom of Gemara, if according to Yochanan Sandra, the Jerusha Midi Raisa, that's how to say Yolds Midi Raisa, it's also, but also it's also when he can ask Midi Rabbonin, Rakopon, he makes a Knas. Rashi says, see the Mezla Yochanan Sandra says, Love Mishram Knas, not a Knas. The Lachirin is somebody else didn't do the Avera, and it doesn't pass a Knas. And the Makura Yalat of Yechonim are Bixubis, Rabbi El Maris. He learns that from Psukim. Especially going in from the Kunt of Yechonim, it's also Midi Raisa. So if you do an Avera B'mezid, it's also for anybody to have a Nor Le'elam. That's Rabbi Yechon Shita. But the first two Rabbein of Yud hold is no Wissidi Raisa, it's only Midi Rabbonim, it's only Knas not to have a Nor from it. So most like this. So you saw our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yudah. And Yudhi says, if you do the Avera B'shoigeg, nobody can eat from it. And the Mezid, he can eat a Lomis, but someone else can eat after Shabbos. That's why now Mishnah also, that since you shechted the Mezid on Shabbos, therefore it's also Tidur on Shabbos. And we're going now, what? B'shoigeg, he did a B'shoigeg, therefore it's also Finnah for anybody else on Shabbos. So that's the question, what is there goes according to Yudhi then, V'nukma B'mezid. Let's say maybe the Mishnah is talking about we did a B'mezid. He made the Shechit and Charles B'mezid. And therefore Rabbi Meir goes according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir also agrees that B'mezid it's Le Yoichel. He only says B'shoigig Yoichel. But B'mezid he agrees. So maybe the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Meir and talking about B'mezid. So let's talk about nothing like this. Tiftonik, as the Mishnah says, Dum Yidum Kippurim. It says if you Shecht on Shabbos as the same Aloch like Yom Kippur, that what Ma Yom Kippur, just like on Yom Kippur itself. Because the Meister Yom Kippur, not allowed on Yom Kippur. So even if you made the Shechit to B'shoigeg, Shechit is not allowed on Yom Kippur. If so, Af Hochinam, when Mishnah starts off saying Hashoichet to Shabbos, it also means the same thing. That Loishna B'shoigeg, Loishna B'mezid, Loyochel. That whether the Shechit was done B'mezid, whether the Shechit was done B'shoigeg, in both cases it's Loyochel on Shabbos. So it can go according to Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir holds B'shoigeg, you're not eating on Shabbos. So if our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rav, that if you do it B'shoigeg, it's also Tirid Bay Bayin. So Meir says, Mi Motzes Mukmas Lo B'shoigeg. For Rabbi Yehuda, is it possible to say our Mishnah is talking about B'shoigeg? And therefore goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's why it's also Bay Bayin. The Mishnah says, For Alpha Pishim is Chayiv Ben Ashikatoni. Even though you chayiv misa, still the shechita is a good shechita. So the question of Mishnah means you did it b'mezid. Because you were talking about b'mezid, not b'shoigeg. So when it says no hochi kama, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Afa pidi b'mezid, mischayiv b'nashrihu. Even if a person makes a shechita on Shabbos b'mezid, he's chayiv misa, but no hochi de b'shoigeg. Here if a person did it b'shoigeg, lochi reshechita sekshayra. That the shechita is kosher for him, he's larit from the shechita. But when, that's what Rav adds in Gemara, only after Shabbos, not on Shabbos, because on Shabbos is also by Bayim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Talmud Gemara says good, but still the Nukma, why don't we say the Mishnah goes to Rabbi Yechon Sandal, the Yom, he says, Loishno b'shoigeg, Loishno b'mezid, Loyochol. And maybe the Mishnah means in both cases, but there's b'shoigeg b'mezid, Loyochol, true daima to Yom Kippur, and therefore it's Le'yechel. So then it goes according to Rabbi Yechon HaSandal. So Mora says, no. If Yechon HaSandal k'mifle gibe moitzoi Shabbos l'acherim v'loi loi. According to Yechon HaSandal, the only nafka minu is on moitzoi Shabbos could somebody else eat it or not. That if it did a b'shoigeg, yes, but may it not. But v'loi loi, the person himself that made the shechit even b'shoigeg, it's also tempted it even after Shabbos. Now, Tana didan, but our Tana, our Mishnah says, Shchitosak Sherukatani. Our Mishnah says the Shchit is kosher. Mashma, such a Shchit, you not eat from it. And Loishna Loid, Loishna Lacheren. Mashma is no different whether it's for you or for somebody else. That there is going to be a heter if you eat it. So according to B'yechon HaSandal, there is no such heter. He owes the person that makes the Shchit on Shabbos, it's Nesna Fim Leilam, even B'shoigeg. So the kid said, that's not called Shchitosak Sherukatani. So the Mishnah for sure cannot go according to Rabbi Yechonin. So in Yisharu, the Mishnah goes according to Yudah or Rabbi Meir. Are we talking about b'shoigeg of amazing? So that's a deal. Just like on Yom Kippur, you can't eat it even b'shoigeg. Or in Shabbos also, we're talking about even b'shoigeg, you can't eat it. That only goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, not according to Rabbi Meir. Yeah. So that's the maskana. That when Rav said in our Mishnah, that Asura Rabbi B'yayim, it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That if you do a malacha on Shabbos, even b'shoigeg, it's also to have an offer mit boy b'yayim. Now the Gemara says, Toni Tono Kami de Rav. A Tana learnt in front of Rav like this, that Hamavasho b'Shabbos b'shoigeg. If somebody cooks food on Shabbos by mistake, so yechel, he'll let eat from it. B'meizid lo yechel. But if he cooks b'meizid, then lo yechel. Or mashtet lo Rav, and Rav told that person to be quiet, as if to say you're wrong. In other words, that person, who is passing like Rabbi Meir, that if you do it b'shoigeg, he'll let eat. And the Chorav Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that even if you do a b'shoigeg, still on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it. So that's the question, my time of mashtiklei, what's the reason why did Rav tell that Tana like to be quiet, as if to say, like you're 100% wrong? You learn if you want to tell me Mishum this real like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that even b'shoigeg is also by the young. The Tana, Tani, Rabbi Meir, and this Tana said over the Rach like Rabbi Meir, that if you do a b'shoigeg, it's mutati by the young. The question is, Mishum the Sfir like Rabbi Yehuda, since Rav, even if Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, does it make sense to say that Man the Tonic Rabbi Meir, Mashtiklei? If another Tana said over Allah like Rabbi Meir, he would tell him to be quiet. Like Mashtiklei, keep him quiet, Mashm is wrong. You can't tell him like that. Like there is a shit like that. It's Rabbi Meir Shita. He could say, good, I argue on you, I heard like Rabbi Yehuda. But not to be Mashtik. Mashtik means he's 100% wrong. Secondly, me sov like Rabbi Yehuda, is it true that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda? I vomer Rav Chonon, or Ami, that ki moiru lu Rav le Talmidei, when Rav paskin tis Talmidim in Hilchos Shabbos, moiru lu Rabbi Meir. He paskin like Rabbi Meir. Derinach nami, that b'shoigi takas mutatid bei b'yoyim. That's the way he told his own Talmidim. In other words, that's the way he really held. But the chidorish papirka, when he gave a drush on Shabbos in front of everybody, Doros Rabbi Yehuda. Why Mishumami Oretz? Because there by the drush, all type of people came. They were even people don't want Halacha so well. So for them, he didn't want to be Mekel so much. He didn't want to tell them that if you shech b'shoigeg, you will not eat. Because they may come to make mistakes and do it on purpose. So here from the Pirka, we make the drush of a Rabbin, there he is Machlok Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But it's Mashma Rav himself really holds like Rabbi Meir. So why do you tell the Tana to be quiet? V'chiteva, maybe you'd answer me. V'chiteva, maybe you'll say, Tana b'pirkei, Tana kamei, that this Tana was giving a drasha. He was in the middle of giving a drasha, so that's why Rav told him to be quiet. So Mara says, Oto kulu yamu l'toni tzaisi, l'yamoru tzaisi. No, people don't listen to the Tana anyway. They listen to the Yamoru, the interpreter. Rashi Rabbi Meir Yeshayna Mishnah Zu B'yem Adrasha Rechai Shalom Nasi Shlishmo Oto Wa Dinei Knesset Nabon Mishmoy Masha Dorish Mashoi Rav Dorish V'tayna Tzayis Yichleimo V'yemat Noiz Mishmoy Min HaTamidim Ayesh Mishom Yeramor Rosh Shoy Oymei B'fnei Rav U Mashmi L'Rabin Mash Rosh Adrasha Lochus Le'elov Hayishem. There's the Rav in the middle giving a drasha, and somebody came in and told him this halacha. Even so, what should he be afraid about? People are not going to listen to this Talmud or this Tana. The people are going to listen to Rav that's giving the drasha. Like Rav is going to tell the interpreter what to say. So even still, Rav shouldn't have told them, like, be quiet. He just should have said, I understand what you're saying. But now, Rav, I'm passing in the Chumrah like Rav Yehuda. So then it says, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Tana Sheikhit Tana Kami de Rav. This Tana learned a lot about a sheikhet. If someone makes a shechita on Shabbos in front of Rav, he said like this, that ha sheikhet b'Shabbos b'shoigeg yechel. If someone makes a shechita on Shabbos, if he does it b'shoigeg yechel, he'll eat from the meat. B'meizid lo yechel. If you do the shechita b'meizid on Shabbos lo yechel. That's what this Tana said in front of Rav. So on this omalei, so Rav said back to that Tana, my daitcha, who do you want to go according to it? You say b'shoigeg you'll eat from it. You want to tell me the Chorek Rabbi Meir, goes according to Rabbi Meir. But even so, I tell you, Ad kam like to show Rabbi Meir, but when was Rabbi Meir matter, ele b'mevashel, d'roi lochus. Only if somebody cooks something on Shabbos, that it's edible. Avo sheichet, if somebody just makes a shechita on Shabbos, tiyein royu loch is not fit to eat it, like you can't eat raw meat. If so, loy, it's not fit, it's like muksa. Rashi says, avo sheichet b'sheichet nidi is a Shabbos leka mishum muksa miyasua. It should be yasa mishum muksa. To be nashmosh lehevi chaz lochas. Be nashmosh as it wasn't fit to eat. As Rashi explains, only by regular cooking, just sound that what you could have eaten it raw, and now that you cooked it, it's edible, so now you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Al b'sheich b'shazah, she said, need the yis a Shabbos leka, but because he did a b'sheigeg, but muksa mi yasiru, the ben ha-shmosh of her chaz lechos, ben ha-shmosh, you can't even chew it. As she says, kol ha-achilish like a dach kor kaisis. Yeah. So as the chuz, yes, the kash, even caught for Rabbi Meir, the piece of meat like should have been muksa. The beginning of Shabbos wasn't fit to eat it. So it's not edible at all, it should be muksa. Yeah. I was shocked in the middle of the night. For the more discussion, I go mach nisim the sheichet, the sheichet too. Our Mishnah is talking about sheichet, and still, the yom Rav Huna, that dorish chiyah by Rav, mishmei the Rav, asura b'chiyu l'yayma, that Rav takadashin, that even when the Mishnah says the sheichet is k'sheira, but it only means after Shabbos, not on Shabbos. On Shabbos you can eat from the meat. Now, the Nasvan Chavu, the Talmidim Yeshiva, wanted to say, the name they thought to say, that when Rav said Asura, he meant Rabbi Yehudi, only because of course Rabbi Yehuda. Because that's his din. Rabbi Yehudi said, if you do Malacha, even B'Shoigi, it's also B'Achila by B'Yom. Mashma Rabbi Meir Shori, Mashma Kontra Rabbi Meir, though, it'll be Mutatidit. That's what Rav had to say on the Kontra Rabbi Yehuda. So how could Rav now hold, even Kontra Rabbi Meir, it's also B'Achila? So it's also like this. Kishor Rabbi Meir true. When would a Kontra Rabbi Meir, would it be Mutatid from the Shkita on Shabbos? Going, only if somebody had a sick person.